Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. Lindsey Williams coming up with part three of the interview series we've been doing this week. We'll have open phones for Lindsey Williams. That does cause one problem, though. These other callers are probably on other issues, but we'll go to them as well, but then hurry on to other callers. After we're done with the calls that are on the board, then only callers for Lindsey Williams in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. Okay, James, who I recognize from the Corbett Report, popular YouTube/podcast channel, has called in. What else did you have on your mind, James, about Fall of the Republic?
Well, actually, I wanted to issue a challenge to the webmasters, people with podcasts, people with radio broadcasts, anyone out there who has a way of disseminating the audio of this. I'd like to issue the challenge for other people to take up this idea. It's, of course, extremely easy these days to get free software for scraping audio off of a video and serving it out that way. And, of course, I'll also be taking a section of Follow the Republic and highlighting it in my Economics 101 YouTube series, which is coming out every Monday. So I'm going to take the carbon trading section of Follow the Republic was incredible, has so much excellent information in there. I'm going to take a section of that and highlight it in that YouTube video coming up this Monday. So, again, people can take whatever format they have, whatever broadcast opportunity they have, and seek other ways to get this information out there. Because as I say, I know there are people out there who don't have 2.5 hours to sit down with a video, but do have lots of other ways that they access media. And we have to be creative about the ways that we're trying to get this out to
others. Exactly. None of us individually, like some type of Greek hero, like Hercules, we don't have to go out and defeat this by ourselves. It's all of us doing a little bit together. It is an irresistible force.
That's it. That's exactly it. I'm just a little clipper out here, just firing whatever I have at the enemy in the InfoWar. But obviously, this is an incredible new weapon that we've got to drop on people and open their minds and to really affect the only revolution that really matters, the revolution of the mind. So, Alex Jones, my hat's off to you for this incredible work. And I'd love to have you on Economics 101 sometime to go over some economics.
You bet, James.
The cashless society control grid.
Sure. I mean, you've been doing your YouTube channel for a few years, and I've done a cursory check of your numbers, and then also I know it's mirrored and duplicated everywhere, but conservatively, you've probably reached 4 or 5 million people just with your YouTube channel, and imagine what other people can do. We are going to win this fight in the current landscape. The problem is they're moving with the FCC. They've handed ICANN and the UN full control over the domain registry for the internet, the addressing system. The New York Times and other organs of the establishment are openly announcing everywhere they plan to curtail, tax, regulate, and begin shutting down the internet, death by 1,000 cuts, incremental disintegration of that right, just as they are doing that with the Second Amendment, property rights, and so many other issues. And so we had all better take aim at the enemy right now while we have weapons, while we have ammunition in the InfoWar, while we have talk radio, while we have the internet, while we have newsletters, while we have newspapers, letters of the editor, while we can still go to county commissioners, still go to the state house. This is a war. And when you speak out, it's a weapon. The Pentagon says 90% of warfare is psychological. They've got their New World Order lies. They pose as the patriots when they're the New World Order. I don't mean the troops, but those that control it, the social engineers. We are the true patriots. We have the truth. And no one in the wrong can stand against somebody who's in the right, who keeps on a-coming, as the founder of the Texas Rangers said. So keep it up, James. God bless you. Good to hear from you. John, Robert, Wilson, Dan, many others. Your calls are coming up. And then, nothing but calls for Lindsey Williams. Straight ahead in this hour, a little bit into the next. Then we've got Bob Chapman joining us. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Then Daryl Rundis. Then Stuart Rhodes back on. He got attacked by MSNBC sleazeball. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we don't screen your phone calls. We've got loaded phones from earlier on a host of subjects: government takeover of health care, the hate crimes bill Obama's about to sign that restricts the First Amendment. New York is saying, okay, we won't force nurses and people to take the shots. They've already done that with some people, though. And so there's a lot of liability there. They're going to get sued now. They committed some pretty serious crimes. The FCC is saying they're going to take over the Internet, but they're posing this, putting this out as if they want to protect the Internet. We've got Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, who's just getting military and police by the tens of thousands, to say, we're going to follow the Bill of Rights Constitution. We're not going to confiscate guns. We're not going to build FEMA camps, which is all happening. Chris Slimeball Matthews on Slimeball wouldn't let him talk, demonized him. We're going to play some clips of that and have him on live coming up later in the last hour today. And we've also got Daryl Rundis coming on with his YouDoNews.com and our Friday visit that we always have with researcher, economist, top stock broker, newsletter writer, Bob Chapman in the next hour. I know a lot of new stations are turning us on, and I also know that the Friday show gets re-aired Saturday afternoons on XM. So let me just recap that we had part one Monday, part two Tuesday. This is part three today with Lindsey Williams. Lindsey Williams was an aeronautical missionary. He flew all over the world into remote areas, Baptist preacher. And he did such a great job on the pipelines almost 30 years ago, and they were building the Trans-Alaska Pipeline that got the drinking, the gambling, the fighting down so much that he got brought into the board meetings of three major oil companies and was assigned to one of the major ones. And he wrote a book about it, named all the names, went over it. He then, almost 2 years ago, called me and said, look, I just talked to one of these former CEOs who I was a chaplain for in the board meetings, kind of like their little mascot is the way he puts it. And he said, look, your video, The Energy Non-Crisis, that accompanied his book, had been number one on Google when it would trade places with my films, Endgame, and others. Literally, his would be number one one day. Mine would be number one for a day. His would be number one for a week. Ours would, and it would trade places with other people's films like America, Freedom to Fascism. All the top videos were always our videos. Sometimes we'd get 100,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 views a day. Tens of millions. Then Google shut down Google Video. You can't upload anymore. And they play with the counters and stuff on YouTube, but we're still number one there. He called up and he said, look, you're basically going to get killed, pal, if you keep explaining how much oil we've got in Alaska. And they admit now all the stuff he talked about years ago has come true. So in hindsight, I take what Lindsay says very seriously. Then almost 2 years ago, year and a half ago or so, a little more than a year and a half ago, he gets a call from this guy threatening him to shut up. But he says, but you can tell people this, just don't use my name. The guy's almost 90 years old, former top head of an oil company. I know who he is, but I'm not going to say. I only know because from Lindsay's book and previous interviews, I know who the three oil company executives were he worked with. I know, and then I could check the age Lindsay told me and could tell, but I'll never tell because we'll lose sources as journalists if we do that. The issue here is that Lindsay then had been right in the past and really done a lot of great reporting. He said this guy told him oil will drop from 150, and it was 150 at that time, to below 50 for at least the next year. That happened. Now it started going back up. A year plus has passed. It started going back up, right at about a year. He called Lindsay up about, I guess, a week and a half ago, and gave him this new information. And we've been calling Lindsay every few months, wanting to get him back on. He said, no, I'm doing missionary work, spending time with my family, I'm out of the country. And I said, you want to call this guy back? He did. Well, he didn't call him until just a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago. Talked to him, and this guy, he found out, had almost died recently. So he went ahead and spilt his guts. Now, Lindsay, in the time we have, I want to move quick because I want to get callers on air at 1-800-259-9231 directly for you. I don't want to penalize the other callers that we're already holding, so we'll go to them first, but they can make a quick point and then ask you a question. So just briefly, recap what you did cover in the first two parts, and then you went through the timeline of what this insider told you was going to happen. So, Lindsay Williams, it's good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Alex. And only a few days ago, now, folks, this is not a year ago, 6 months ago. This is a few days ago. I'm going to tell you the high points of what this man said. Please write them down. Believe you me, he said it was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. And if you could believe it a year and a half ago, you can believe today that this person knows exactly what he's talking about. Here we go. Within 2 years, you will not recognize America. Oh, my goodness. Then he went on down to explain. I'm not going to take time for explanations on each of these because I did it on the show the other day. The elite have altered their timeline. They altered their timeline because you and me as taxpayers gave the elite approximately $2.5 trillion in the last few months of the Bush administration. I can't elaborate on that either. Let's go on down again. After 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything. In other words, they have it planned. Folks, please believe me. There is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. The name of the game is control. After 2 years, they have it planned. This is already in the works. They've sat in the G8 meetings behind closed doors. This man knows everything that they have said. He is over 85 years of age. When you start to face the graveyard, you tell a lot of things. And probably there's no way in this world that he would have ever said what he said except years and years ago. I'm probably one of the few chaplains he ever knew. I'm going to go ahead and give you the rest of it. After 2 years, you'll be so poor, you will not be able to rebel. Okay, in their timeline, because they have altered it somewhat, inflation will escalate over a period of 2 years. 2 years ago, he had said that it would take place much faster. Because of the alteration of that timeline, this is to your advantage, Americans. Take hope in the fact that you still have time to do something. He kept on using the expression 2 years over and over and over. I was amazed how that they have set their time as to when they plan to do it. Crude oil, I'm sure you want to know what's happening to it because it's going up to about $80. It is not going back to 147 again where it was anytime soon. It will, and he told me when it was going back there, not only there, but it's going way past there. I'll give it to you in a few minutes if we have time. Again, gold and silver. I did not ask him that question 2 years ago. And so many talk show hosts have asked me over the past 2 years, where is gold and silver going? When we talked a few days ago, I asked him, what can we expect? He said, gold, oh, please note this, gold and silver are all you can rely on. The elite don't use paper. They laugh at it. It means nothing to them. It is their currency. Gold and silver is. And gold and silver will continue to escalate and will escalate rapidly. And he said, gold and silver are all you can rely on. Next point. By 2012 is so important. I guess you can hear it in my voice. I mean, this man, the things he told me, I'm still shuddering in my shoes. It shakes me even yet when I think of it. By 2012, the dollar will be dead. I mean, am I on calendar that year? No. I don't pay attention to that. But this gentleman, let it be known, by 2010, 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, the one that startles me even yet, war is planned. Now, you may remember that 2 years ago, this gentleman said to me, we do not want war with Iran right now. Yet all of our warships, airplanes, everything else were lined up over there in the Gulf and by the Strait of Hormuz. And everybody, even I, was predicting on talk shows, you better watch out. We might have a war with Iran. He said back then, it's not going to take place right now. As a result, I stopped saying it. And I said on your show back about a year and a half ago, Alex, we're not going to have war with Iran right now. Everybody thought I was crazy because everything had been made in the way of preparation for war with Iran. You are going to have war over there in the Middle East, though. Now, he says it's going to take place. Are you ready? Timeline? Again, I beg of you, folks, please, please, please listen to what we're saying. If he was right about the price of crude oil a year and a half ago, he's right about this also. He knows what's going on. War is planned after 2 years in the Middle East, and at that time, you are going to see gasoline at the gas pump go to $7, $8, and $10 a gallon almost overnight. Okay, next one. The elite are laughing. I got to put this in between times. The elite are literally laughing at us gullible, stupid Americans. Alex, thank you for this new DVD you just put out. You are getting it. Congratulations. It is a masterpiece. Everybody in America's got to have it. I was with a businessman on yesterday here in Phoenix, Arizona, and he said, Chaplain, I am making 1,000 copies of Alex Jones' new DVD, and he said, I'm taking them to Las Vegas with me this weekend to a convention and giving them away. You got 1,000 copies of your DVD going to Las Vegas this weekend.
Our listeners are going wild with Follow the Republic, and they need to do the same thing with the presentation you've done. Please continue. Let's get into the timeline.
Okay, the elite are laughing at us. They think that we gullible Americans are stupid. Here we go with the timeline. Within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. Watch the increase of people working for the government. I was listening to the news yesterday morning. I normally don't listen to it. I'm sure you caught it yesterday because it was on the national news. Mr. Obama, now, who is, by the way, the CEO of General Motors, Chrysler, will be the head of all the banks and the health care system. The government, you'll be working for them. And Mr. Obama said on yesterday, he said every company that has been bailed out by the United States government, we are requiring that they cut the salary of their top people by 90%. Oh, my goodness, folks. When you start working for the government, you haven't seen such a mess in your life. Before the election,
and they're setting the precedent. They're setting the precedent with the rich guys who are really just mid-level managers, not the big billionaire shareholders. They won't be touched. They're setting the precedent for wage controls on all of us and under the executive orders taking over our society. Lindsey Williams, stay there. We'll go right to the timeline with you in the next segment. Then we're going to phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's Order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Lindsey Williams is our guest today. Going back to Lindsey in just one moment. Wanted to briefly tell you about some of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is ecolablue.com. Have you ever heard of an atmospheric water generator? Well, this is the best, the highest quality, and an incredibly low price. Ecolablue.com, 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 or you can simply call them toll free to get a free brochure or learn more. 1-800-691-6043. It grabs water out of the air. It grabs water out of the air and condenses it, puts it through seven filters, reverse osmosis carbon, condenses it into a stainless steel tank, ecolablue.com, the purest water you can get anywhere, ecolablue.com or 800-691-6043. Okay, Lindsay Williams, continue. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, but continue going down the timeline that this insider, this former oil company CEO, the inside information he gave you.
Yes, consider everybody out there listening, always, I beg of you, consider that this is from the elitist themselves, from the inner core. People who know at the very top what's taking place. He used an expression that I am still stunned by, and I'll explain it more later if we have time. The devil's Messiah. He is not talking about the Antichrist. He's not talking about a man that will appear on the scene. He's talking about a system, a spirit that they have used over the years to accomplish what they want. Okay, let me go into their schedule in chronological order. This will amaze you, but I'll try my best, if I can, here to give it to you. They have, over the next 2 years, a schedule for their timeline, and if you will write this down on your calendar and note it, you will be able to follow exactly where they are and what they're doing. Here we go. The elite do have a code of ethics. Now, folks, don't think that these people are atheists. They're not. They don't have the same Bible you and I have, but they are not atheists. Let me go on. Okay, first of all, the movie Oil Storm. You remember that they must tell you everything that they're going to do before they do it. And you will be able to know everything that the elite are going to do over the next 2 years if you watch their timeline. Just before Katrina hit New Orleans, they came out with a movie 2 weeks prior to that entitled Oil Storm. And in it, oh, everybody thought, well, this is just some nice little something that they're putting out here on the national news. But in Oil Storm, very few people realized that, until afterwards, that everything that happened with Katrina and New Orleans was in the movie Oil Storm. Now, that's exactly what you will find them doing over the next 2 years' time. Watch the war movies coming out of Hollywood. Please, I beg of you, we talked about this. They are going to tell you what they're going to do. You have war planned in a little over 2 years in the Middle East. It'll spread to the entire world. They already have it in the works. Watch Hollywood. The national media is their mouthpiece. Hollywood is their perversion. They have offered you baseball, apple pie, and beer in order to keep you quiet. You can't stay quiet. Folks, you've got to do something. You must take action immediately. Alex, your new movie is fabulous. It's got to get to millions and millions of people across America. Listen to their buzzwords. Many of you will remember the times that Alex has given me the privilege of appearing on his show in the past that I have said that one of the first things I learned years ago when I lived with the elite for 3 years was I learned to listen to their buzzwords. Watch for the following, because he used these buzzwords in the course of the conversation. First of all, you will have a big increase in the stock market. It's going to keep going up and up and up and up. Watch out. It's nothing but a trap. All of you senior citizens, you're not making much out of Social Security. You've lost your pensions. Your 501s and all the rest of them are going haywire. You're losing money. You turn around and invest in the stock market because it's going up. It's a trap. Watch out. It's going to go up and up and up, and at the very end, you will lose everything. Again,
did he say how high it would go?
He did not say how high, and I should ask him. Next time I talk to him, I'll try to see if I can. Gold and silver. I've got to punctuate this again. He said gold and silver is the only thing that you can depend on, and the price will escalate rapidly. Gold never changes value. The only thing that changes value is the stupid paper Federal Reserve note, and they don't use it. They know that it's a total joke, and they can pull the rug out from underneath the Federal Reserve note anytime they want to, and believe you me, they will. 1 ounce of gold would have bought a suit back in 1960. Today in 2000, 1 ounce of gold will still buy.
All right, Lindsay, let's finish up with the timeline. Boom, 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 we get back. Then we're going to go to phone calls and let folks actually ask you questions themselves straight ahead. Again, I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Chaplain Pastor Lindsay Williams. We'll continue this important discussion on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Lindsey Williams, 18 months ago or longer, he comes on and says it's going to go from 150 to below 50 for at least a year. People laughed at him. But I know he has these sources. I know he's been accurate in the past. Here he is with even more information. Lindsey, before we finish up with the timeline and go to calls, and I want to hurry here because I do want to get to calls, and we appreciate you coming on this. We may even do another part next week if you can do it. Could he be planting disinfo on you, giving you good info a year and a half ago, now to give you bad info? Could he be mistaken, and could the establishment know he's leaking info and have made him a honeypot with bad info for you now? How do you respond to that?
At 85 years of age, facing the graveyard, nearly died last winter. Would you want to lie to a chaplain who is probably the only man of his kind that you've ever met? In 35 years' time, these people, and there's more than one involved in this. I cross-reference, by the way. You said early in the program, I know who these people are. Well, you and Dr. Stan Monteith do, because one of them, Dr. Stan Monteith, contacted one time. And I cross-reference. I'll call one, talk with him. I'll call another one, talk with him. For 35 years, he has never lied to me yet. and I've never made a wrong prediction based on what he said in 35 years. When he said,
"Well, I mean, when did you write your Energy Non-Crisis?" That was 20-something years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was about 25 years ago.
So, well, I mean, the issue is, in that book, you say there's really giant reserves of sweet and near-sweet crude. You list the areas. And then decades later, it's come out mainstream news here and there that you were telling the truth, and they've got agreements not to ship that oil with the Arabs. But regardless, I believe you're credible. I know you're credible. I just wanted to ask that question because I've been asked that. Quickly, finish the timeline. I want to go to calls.
Okay, let's go to a timeline here. First of all, bank takeovers. Watch out. I was told that within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the federal government. They want to take over every bank. Nearly every weekend, you'll see 5-10 banks being taken over. They'll do it in the Northeast this weekend, Southwest next weekend. They don't want you to know and realize what's happening. They're going to narrow it down to 9 major banks. Those will be so bailed out by the government that everybody that works for a bank, including the CEOs, will be employees of the federal government within 2 years. Watch the number of bankruptcies. You're going to see them increase drastically when it gets to the point that it is literally absurd. And you'll see it in the newspapers every weekend, how many took place in your city or your state. Watch it, because toward the end, you will see this get to a point where you'll recognize where their timeline is. Access to safety deposit boxes. Oh, folks, please, if you buy that gold, don't put it in your safety deposit box. You've got to hear what I have to say about that and what he did later.
Wait a minute. He said they're going to raid the safety deposit boxes.
Movies in Hollywood, what they produce, watch it. They are going to tell you what they're doing out of the Hollywood movie. I don't like the Hollywood movies. They're perverse.
He said that. He said they're predictive programming or conditioning us or preparing us.
Yeah, they're going to tell you everything they're going to do in advance through the movies that are coming out of Hollywood. And then watch the pace of inflation. This is one of the greatest timelines you can possibly have. When you see inflation begin to escalate extremely rapidly, this is it. Now, you saw it. You saw it within the past few days. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. You'll remember I've used that expression many times over the past few years. Within 2 years, he said, there are going to be some major things in relation to this. OPEC just a few days ago said, all producing countries of the world, we are not going to use the American dollar anymore. It is not the reserve currency of the world any longer. And whenever you, listen, all original wealth comes out of the ground. Oil comes out of the ground. Gold comes out of the ground.
Food.
They know where original wealth is. And when you begin to see other currencies used beside the American dollar, which they're already doing it, and it will totally destroy the value of the American dollar. It is on the way out. Within 2 years, he said, it will be dead. We have a $9 trillion national debt. Now that the countries of the world do not need the dollar anymore for the sale and trade of crude oil, they are getting rid of it every way they possibly can. Because of this, there will be nobody out there buying it. The interest on the national debt of $9 trillion. Because of that, you are going to see a complete collapse of the American dollar. Folks, if you are in paper, get out. You must take note from what this man said. He said, our currency is gold and silver. And you are going to just watch that timeline of what OPEC does, what happens to oil, and what takes place with crude oil. And, Alex, I've got more here, but how far do you want us to go?
Lindsay, just continue.
Okay. The national debt. I got to go back to this for a moment. We have a $9 trillion national debt approximately. Of course, it's much higher than that, but that's what they admit to. It's not the debt that matters. And we're adding to that $1.5 trillion this year. The debt is not the important part. The important part is someone must pay the interest on the national debt. Now, he went into this in detail. I mean, and you've got to please note, someone must buy the interest on the national debt. It's bought by the Treasury of the United States of America, issuing T-bills and securities. For as long as anyone has known, the American dollar has been the reserve currency of the world. Now, when nations do not any longer use the American dollar for the sale and trade of crude oil, they have no need for it. As a result, they don't come in and buy our treasury bonds. And he said, this man, he went into this in detail. He said the Federal Reserve now is beginning to buy T-bills and the securities that the Treasury of the United States of America is issuing every few weeks. He said this cannot go on.
That's called monetizing the debt. That's called monetizing the debt. That's what Argentina did. That's what Zimbabwe has done. That's what the Weimar Republic back in the 1930s in Germany did.
Yes, he said outright, this is going to collapse the dollar. He said this cannot go on. As soon as the nations become aware of what's happening, they will quit showing up altogether for the issues of the T-bills. And at that point, watch it, watch it, watch your newspapers. See how many people come to the Treasury auctions every few days and buy our T-bills. And when you see none of the nations showing up, you know it is at the verge of the point that the dollar will totally collapse.
And already, as the New York Times and Bloomberg reported earlier this week, the end of the dollar, the end of the dollar is the world reserve currency, different headlines with that same terms, different variants of it. They said that Europe, the Arabs, Asia, China, Japan, they have 62 to 65, depending on which nation, gave different numbers between 62, 63, 64, 65. One of them had 66%. I read the numbers on air. Percentage of their reserves are in dollars. But in the last 2 years, they've been slowly buying a basket of currencies, mainly the euro, moving away. Now, in the last 2 weeks, for the first time, they've switched to majority foreign currencies. And within 2 weeks, they didn't just go to majority foreign currency, leaving the dollar. They went 60%+ lopsided. They still have a majority in dollars, but they're now moving away. Every time they go and buy, every week, let's say they buy, let's say Japan buys $30 billion worth of U.S. currency or of currencies, now they're only buying $13 billion of that $30 billion. And that's just a raw, random number I'm throwing out. So they now have left the dollar. They're now leaving it. It's not a question of when's it coming. The long death has begun. Did he say it'd be fast or slow?
Well, he said it's going to be over a period of their timeline. Their timeline is 2 years. They don't want to make it too fast because too many Americans would wake up to what they're doing, and the last thing they want is what you – listen, Alex, everything you say in your new CD, I mean your new DVD, oh, my goodness, folks, this is the death of the elite. If Alex could only get that to every single American in this country and make them believe it, he said within 2 years – now, I'm quoting this all word for word, to the best that I could write it down as fast as I could. You notice how fast I'm talking to trying to get it out today. Within 2 years, you will be so broke, you will not be able to rebel. This is startling. Folks, they have a plan. They think that they have it made. They think that there's nothing in the world you and I can do about
economic
it.
Economic warfare. I mean, they admit they do this to make you so poor you can't resist, just like the Argentinian top economist I had on. It's in their own documents. They did that there. They were first world.
Yeah, they have a timeline, and their timeline now is definite. And this is the first time he's ever given me his timeline. But he kept on using the expression, and I beg of you, I'm doing the same thing. He kept using the expression over and over and over in our conversation, which was quite lengthy. He said 2 years, 2 years, 2 years.
Okay, Lindsay, I want to do something. How many other points in the timeline do you have?
Oh, I've got a few here, Alex, but we'll
listen. Next week we'll have you back on for another hour if you can do it. We'll detail them more. But for now, just mention the last few, and let's go to calls.
Okay. First of all, everything that happened to Iceland is going to be happening to the United States of America. If you want to know exactly what's going to take place in this country, look at what happened to Iceland. And basically, you have the basics of what he said. So let's take some phone calls, Alex.
Well, no. I mean, I don't want to stop you, but I do want to get the wild card of calls. Are there any other points you need to hit?
Well, that basically is it, except there's so much more each one could be elaborated on. If I could go into the subject of crude oil, I would. The Bakken Reserve, this is, oh, my goodness, we have everything we need right here in this country.
Are they still planning to open up?
Any of this to be opened up.
Are they still planning to open up other Eastern Reserve to destroy the Arabs?
Okay. I'm glad you asked this. Crude oil prices have begun to go up around $80 a barrel now. If this continues, they will open up their other reserves north of Russia, And the other one I mentioned on your program about a year ago, they will open up those reserves and bring the price back down again. So they have an ace in the hole, so to speak. They have a way that they can do anything they want to do. And if it continues to go up, watch those big oil fields to be open, but not in the United States of America. They have no intentions of allowing any crude oil in the United States of America or from Alaska to ever be brought to the refineries of America.
All right, let's go ahead and take calls here. First up for our guest is Kyle in Philadelphia. You're on the air, Kyle.
Hey, Alex and Lindsay, how you doing?
Hi,
real
Kyle.
Quick, I believe we've been conditioned for another major terrorist attack through video games and TV and movies. Will there be another massive attack, possibly even a nuke?
I did not talk with him about this. He did not mention it to me. We were so busy talking about the economy.
But when he says war, they always start a war with a staged terror attack.
That's
well,
true.
That kind of dovetails with what Gerald was saying yesterday.
Gerald
as well.
Salente yesterday, yes.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Steve. Let's go ahead and talk to... No, that was Kyle. Steve just hung up. Let's go to Greg in Florida. You're on the air, Greg.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for coming forward with this information, Pastor Williams. I called my mother about this, tried to warn her about things that she's talking about investing in real estate, and she doesn't really believe in all this stuff to an extent. But she mentioned to me that President Obama is trying to make it so that the bullet manufacturers are putting an additive into the ammunition that's being sold in the United States so that after 2 years, it's no longer effective.
Yes. The feds are looking at making that law, making you thumbprint and face scan and sign forms to buy any ammo. That's already happened in California with the thumbprinting. I mean, literally, there's more than 15 bills that I pulled out. Each one of them devastates the Second Amendment. And then every time we try to fight the bills, they just go, they don't exist. It's just mind-blowing. Anything else, Greg?
No, sir. That just had to do with the two-year timeline. I wanted to see, because I hadn't heard you mention it before, so I wanted to...
There's two things he did mention. We talked about gun control. One of the final things that they will touch is they will attempt to do this. Also, there are two things, really. And when these two things take place, it's over. You've had it. You're done for. Number one, gun control. Whenever they try to pull that cord, and it's one of the last ones...
Hold on. You hit your phone button, Lindsay. It cut off what you said. Say it again.
Okay. Well, the two major things will be the last things they will do. Number one is gun control. Secondly, is the talk show host, such as Alex Jones, one of the last things they're going to touch is the media, because they know that the day that they touch the media...
Well, that's the balloon going up. I mean, that's the last thing Hitler did, is he left it all in place till the very end, because that's the canary in the coal mine.
That's right, and that's the last thing. He mentioned this. I mean, one of the last things they'll touch are these things. When they touch those, you know you've had it.
Or we know that it's about to be a physical war. Which all these macho idiots who are used to beating up kids and dopers have no idea what it's going to be like. I'm not looking for a fight, I'll tell you that right now. But you corner somebody, what else can they do? What was the other thing you said, talk show host?
Well, number one is your gun control. This is one of the last things they'll touch. They'll touch ammunition. They'll stop them from producing it. They'll do everything imaginable. But gun control itself, number two, is talk show host.
All right, let's go to calls.
They know that the day they touch them that they won't have the national media as their mouthpiece.
Dean in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Lindsay, Alex, thanks for having me on the show today.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I want to go back to your timeline where you're saying that we won't be able to do anything because we're going to be too poor to rebel. It's important for people to realize out there that this is going to be done slowly. I mean, I'm already at a point here in Oregon, being unemployed for over a year now. In my mind, I can see how this is going to come out and play.
Well, it's worse than that. They're going to get tens of millions of people, it's already happened, close to 100 million out of jobs. The government's going to point them as a weapon at the middle class, saying they're the rich, and the ultra-elite are going to loot everybody, have pay cuts for people that are middle class, upper middle class, nouveau riche, and they're going. They always do this. The elite are going to sick the poor people and the disenfranchised on anybody with money, except for the ultra rich. Lindsay comments.
Yes, please, everybody out there listening to Alex Jones day after day, believe everything he says. Everything that this gentleman told me, everything the elite have been telling me recently, it backs up everything that Alex Jones says. Believe me, it is truth. Believe it and listen to it and take heart to it.
Well, Lindsay, the check's in the mail, but no, I mean, I'm only going off of what they're saying in their own reports, what they've done in other countries. And all these yuppies and people that think they're part of the system, you're going to be robbed. I mean, I hope you know that. The government's going to come rob you. I mean, the globalists want like a Soviet purge in America with a tiny elite and all the rest of us slaves and the bureaucrats moving into all our houses. My God, environmental cops all over the country, every 2 days I see articles where they're moving into people's ranch houses they've stolen. I mean, they're not playing games. And I want to tell the SWAT teams and police something. They've got a bad job for you. Well, let me tell you something. And when you're all wiped out, they plan to march in the I-4 foreigners. And that's in the FEMA documents, NLE09. More calls straight ahead.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Lindsay Williams with us in this little segment, and the next 5-minute segment, and Bob Chapman's coming on. Before you leave, Lindsay, let's set you up for an hour and a half next week to really get into oil, which you're truly an expert on. Before we go any further and take some more calls at 1-800-259-9231 for our guest, the film you're hearing him talk about, we released on PrisonPlanet.tv and started mailing the DVDs out. Monday, so that's 4 days ago. A lot of people are already getting them. People are making copies of them. They're going wild. He talked to a businessman in Phoenix, said he's making 1,000 copies to give to people. That's what I want you to do. My goal is for this to be seen. It's fall of the Republic, and they are openly saying it's the end of our liberty and our freedom and our currency unless we identify the bankers. And I'm risking my life doing this. I mean, they are not happy about this. It's been declassified that the Army is watching. Myself, Ron Paul, and others are in the Fed rallies. The Army. The Army works for the offshore banks. Now, we can reach out to the military and police and hopefully get them to wake up. We could just arrest these people and this could all stop. But we all know it's not going to be that easy. We can still identify them and then down the road bring them to justice. Follow the Republic. It's up to you. Infowars.com or call toll free to get it. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch it right now in super high quality and download it and burn it to disk and give it to people at PrisonPlanet.tv. Very easy with the DivX system. You haven't plugged this, but when you learned this a week and a half ago, you ran into the studio, made a 3-CD set. You've got it with the old 3D set that's excellent info. Lindsay, fire out the number for people that want to call and order it, and will the operators be there this weekend?
New toll-free number, 888-799-6111. I have hired operators to be online all weekend long. Before I would appear on a single radio talk show, I went into studio. I said, this has got to be recorded before I dare give it out, because who knows of the elite that might not like it out. Again, new toll-free number, 888-799-6111. Six DVDs, three brand new produced last week. Nothing of repeats of the past. Now, if you don't want to talk to an operator, please go on web at prophecyclub.com, PROPHECYCLUB.com. And again, the toll-free number all weekend long. Seven operators are standing by right now. 888-799-6111. Six DVDs. Three done only last week, all brand new. I beg of you, I've only skimmed the surface here.
Absolutely. Let's go to some more calls here. Let's talk to Dale in Idaho. Dale, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. There was two quick points. I've had a lot of people listen in today, and you were telling us that he was going to give us information on what that gentleman told us about money. The second thing, Alex, that I think is very important, listening to his words, and I believe that gentleman, every word he said within 2 years. That doesn't take his timeline up to 2012. It's like October 2011 would be the maximum 2 years. But am I wrong in my thinking that if this group accelerates their timeline, that everything he said could be accomplished by June of 2010, October of 2010. Am I right in my thinking?
Let's get the answer to that from Lindsay. But specifically, what's the money question?
Well, they kept using the expression 2 years, 2 years, 2 years, now, over and over and over.
That part we fleshed out. But specifically, what are we not covering about money? I mean, Lindsay said he was going to cover what was going to happen to money, devaluation, right?
Well, yes, basically the dollar will be dead within 2 years' time. Now, consider the fact that there's nothing written in stone, but their timeline they have set at a two-year period. They do not want to rush it so fast that the Americans will wake up.
Incremental economic warfare, dismantling the architecture of our nation to make us dependent on the New World Order nanny state.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.